let us open to our highest allowance. So what we're doing is allowing ourselves to proceed. We're allowing ourselves to enter in our true matrimony. So our true matrimony, remember, divine feminine, divine masculine. We're holding that balanced energy. We're holding that balanced intention without reservation. So reservation is all the stuff we've been lugging around with the trunk that we're ready to release. So we want to get in the Shami Ganesh. So it's like we have that energy of Ganesh that's supporting us, that's helping us to reduce our follow through. So that means what it is that is still lodged that needs presentation as we move throughout the galley in English day by day. We're opening up to further advancement. We're opening up to further circulation. We're opening up to further mess. I had a thought and boom, where did I go? To further mastery and obligation. So now this is really interesting. They want to use it. So what happened is I suddenly had this thought and I started following the thought like I was doing a crossword puzzle. So it's like, where did she go? Where did she go? And then I came back to my true realization. So this is what we're actually walking out. This is the point, is we're going to get distracted. We're going to like tumble and move into unconscious material where we're just following rote procedure. So we're following the defense mechanism. We're following the old fear, whatever it is. But as we remember, we're here to proceed with true alliance. Now I've got this jaguar that's stepping forth. The energy of this jaguar, I truly believe, can overcome any last obstacle, any last premise. At least in my field, the strength of this mastery, it's almost like the strength of Cali or something. It's like absurdly powerful, absurdly powerful. So this is the energy that's sponsoring us right now. This is the energy that we're coinciding with. Now, Mother Mary stepping forth with a rose. So again, it's like what we're seeking, what we're honing into, what we're claiming is our true essence. We don't need anyone else's essence. We're coming to seek our own essence, our own privilege. So as we will allow ourselves full transfer is don't hold back. Whatever I'm entitled to, whatever is surfacing for my clear advancement, let it roll, let it rip. Let us come into our true procedure. So we want to remember when we think about the climate change, and there are many different climates out there, life's a little topsy-turvy because it's like it's on the brink of extinction is what it is. And so we're on the brink of extinction in terms of our old past procedure, old past understanding of self. So, and the Shami, the chariot card. So it's like there is strength. There is strength that we're all aligning to, that we're all agreeing to. And it's sort of like we're all sort of stumbling in darkness, finding our way to the light, finding our way to the holiness. There she is. Finding her, oh my gosh, and you brought a friend. Hi, friend. Finding our way to our true procedure at last. So as we will step up to a merriment, as we will step up to our true devotional claim, we abort all old forecast, all dark shadows. So when we say we abort, we're still going to be walking this out in consciousness, but it's like you're walking with the staff of light. It's like you have the ability, Tina, if you can just mute your side, my love, when you come back. We're moving into our availability, to our advantage. So it's showing me, Metatron's cube. So these energies are here, and they're showing us, it's like a guided missile. So they're helping us to find our home. They're helping us to find our truth. They're helping us to kind of slip into our true home, our true establishment. Now, this is very important. Wherever you happen to live, this is not your home. This is like a fantasy world. Our home is our true richness. And so as we will endorse it, as we will claim it, as we will entitle ourselves, this is how, and they're showing me the card, triumphant success. This is how we create our new reality. This is how we open up to our truest understanding of self, because remember, it's all about our sequencing. It's all about our vibration. So the codes that are being activated are coming to bless us with reunion. This is reunion in terms of our forecasted claim. So there's this symbol. Where's my book of symbols? It's oh gosh, they're saying it's like a honing device. So in English, it's just helping us to secure a safe passage. When I tune into the symbol, it like goes into infinity. So it's kind of like this portal, but it's not really a portal to like another dimension. It's to source. So it's like taking us directly to source. So this is our true provisions. This is our mastery. There's this dragon that is, again, these are energies. What you want to think of is these are energies. These are allies. These are supports that are helping us to determine our rightful pleasure. So if Tina, you can mute your side again. There you go. There you go. It's not Tina, it's Lisa. Sometimes I feel like a teacher. Oh, goodness. Okay.
Sorry.
So it's okay, sweetheart. So as we will allow ourselves full sequencing, so the sequencing, I've just got all this light, and it's like sequencing. It's just numbers. So what we want to receive, you want to remember, everything is geometry. This is what sacred geometry is sponsoring us. They keep saying abort. So what we're aborting is our attachment to fear and our attachment to this limiting structure where it's like somehow the power is outside of us. We just call in reflections of our own adherence. In other words, what we want to release. So the sequencing is just giving us this leverage. It's giving us a step up so that we can find our empowerment. We can find, when they're saying empowerment, they're saying it's just a fancy word. It's we're coming back into our true essence. We're coming back into our true harmony. And so this is happening in stages. This is how, as anyone's been following my little Facebook, stages, okay? Stages. It's like, next step, next step, next step. But we want to do it with full approval, full understanding that this is the way to go. This is our safe passage. So as we will receive these energies, as we will receive our holy gestures, we're remembering that we're simply aligning with our true self, our true soul. Now, as we do this, as it touches our breastplate, we establish grace. So we're still going to have the old, they were saying espionage, the old story, the old dance. But we're going to ring to a higher placement. So it's like, wait a minute, there's another way to play this. There's another way to react to this. There's another way to see beyond those old reactions to true visioning. And what we're seeing is our own remembrance. So as we'll receive this offering in delight, in other words, easy, delightful, pleasurable, we receive our divine essence. So this is, suddenly we see ourselves anew. Suddenly we remember home. It's truly our own reflection, our own imagery, our own sponsorship with our own divine essence. So as we will receive this entitlement, we're receiving it, I can't get that word, but it's sort of like, just imagine sewing, like going in and out, in and out. So the idea is it's a total gesturing. It's affecting every aspect of our lifestyle. So this isn't like you're just showing up, well, I need a physical healing. There's no such thing. You're raising your consciousness. I need help with my bank balance, whatever it is. It's like this holistic understanding Someone is receiving help with their bank balance, by the way. I have the Shambhala energy. So this is like helping you create spare change. This is helping you, like, your request has been answered. Your request has been answered. So you want to remember, when we follow the light, it's like just a given. Whatever we need, whatever we need, as we will receive grace and sponsoring. In other words, we're not just being handed linear, you know, kind of like good luck with that, right? We're not just being handed the answer key for the linear to solve the day's task. That's like praying for a miracle in just one little area of her life. There's no purpose to that from the higher perspective. Now, this is not that we're not loved by our divine presence, but think about it. If you just solve the riddle of the day, you're still at that same locomotion. You're still at that old, I'm going to say, disadvantage, because you're not shining with your brilliance. So to have spirit throw us a bone, which we would all like at times, and without rearranging the parts, in other words, without coinciding with our new availability, in truth, doesn't really serve us. So this is where we're in here for the long haul and for mastery, because what we're invited to do is to make the shift internally, to raise up to the highest broadcast. Now, with this adventure, with this advancement, with this, they're saying obligation of the heart. In other words, you release the fear, you release the defense, you release the anger, whatever it may be, and then you vibrate. We, in fact, come and meet the circumstances of our obligations. So in English, now we're the tuning fork. Now we're tuning to that which we've requested. So now it becomes a win-win. Not only have we solved our linear approach, we have what we need to get through the day, but now they're saying cha-ching, we're at full advantage, because now what was lacking, what was dark, is now light within our golden chamber. So now we're broadcasting in that new focus. So we want to remember this. We're playing for keeps. We're not just praying to get through a linear lifestyle. We're using form. We're using the linear in order to create majesty, in order to create wealth of the highest concern. In other words, to break through 3D, lower consciousness, simulation of fear, and move into the ascended earth platform. So as we will receive our obligation of the heart, this is about being obligated to our own sacred heart, listening to our own keys, receiving our own codes, and coming into full exclaim. So when they're saying exclaim, they're showing me an exclamation mark at the end of a sentence. It's like with emphasis, with power, with light, with claim. So as we will receive our full obligation, as we will receive our merriment of delight, we consider ourselves praiseworthy. In other words, we're coming to meet ourselves in our true nature. So guess what? We are Christ anew. We are beings anew. So again, that old energy of lack is what we're releasing. So it's sort of like, if you hand us the old book, we'll hand you the new updated version. If you hand us your old skates, we'll give you some new ones. So we want to get in this feeling of exchange. We're releasing, we're receiving. So again, new. We're not continuing and just getting blessed with an object or even an experience. We're superseding, we're overriding, we're moving, we're becoming new beings of light. So as we will receive this in merriment and joy, meaning that we feel complete, we allow ourselves to be complete. Now that means we're not going to fit into the old standby. So, oh my goodness, come here, buddy. If you're working with an equation, excuse me, there is something there for me with that, why it took me 3 times to get that word out, where you're in relationships where you've been playing dormant. In other words, where you have not been in full obligation. you can expect those relationships to come ajar. You can expect some friction because suddenly it's like an algebra equation, but you've changed your formula, you've changed your number, you've changed your frequency. So now all of a sudden it's like, well, I got to rip out that stitching and start anew. So we want to get comfortable with this. We want to allow this. We don't just want everything just to be hunky-dory every day. We want to allow the slip and slide. What they mean by that, you're not going to fall, unless you're me, is like moving, adjusting, because remember, new beings of Christ. So as we will receive our full harvest, we welcome in the new signaling. We welcome in the new signaling. We welcome in the new codes of franchise. So we are receiving ourselves anew. Let us receive in full earnest and full measure. Let us receive in full broadcast, meaning allowing yourself to shine. Let us pray. They're asking us to take a deep breath, release fully, and imagine expanding your light even further. Somebody has really been carrying that victim card, and it's long overdue. It's long overdue for, I just see like erasing. You're still playing a script. It's not serving you. And, and it's not serving the other, because remember, everyone's staying stuck. It's like watching a rerun when there's a new movie and you're still watching a rerun. It's like, no, you think you're helping another, or you don't want to like kind of mess with anything. There's another word, but anyway, you think you're helping. You're endorsing scarcity. You're keeping the other one in fear-based modality, thinking you're helping them. You're keeping them stuck. You're keeping them stuck. It's not good for either of you. Not good for either of you. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. You're going to see new opportunity. Your job is to answer the call, and that's free will. You can stay stuck longer, but it's not serving anybody. Ruffle feathers. That's the expression I wanted to say. Ruffle feathers. Ruffle those feathers. Turn the nest upside down if you need to. It's time to change. All right. Feels complete. All right.